Okay, this is entitled Starlight on page 68. It seemed to move around near the dark horizon, but it was actually a glow-in-the-dark star on the back of a biker's black leather jacket. Someone put some kind of epoxy or rubber cement on the plastic star, which was meant to go on the ceiling of a bedroom, and stuck it on the same spot teenagers might have adhesed Kick Me. Bruce Lee may have kicked him there, but it wouldn't have been playful. The biker would have probably seen stars before he got back up. This was a night reflector for cars, although he didn't need it because of his taillight. The biker was an astronomer, I found out after the glass of sparkling cider at the Valentine's Day dance. I was ready to ask his wife, unknowingly, for a dance, and when she politely declined, I realized she was saving it for her bald husband with the goatee, who could have been the brother of Mr. Clean. And clean he was now, after so many years since he lived in that shelter where he met his bride-to-be, mopping the floor, moving chairs to wax it. She was never a resident there, but she fell for him, and after they went to the Del Mar Fair together and he won her that large stuffed panda, they embraced that night, and she looked into his intense eyes. Then he shouted, "Did you see that? It was a shooting star, and another one came a few seconds later going in the opposite direction." As they danced in slow circles, the constellations shifted.